6:20 on the morning after Election Day here at the Big 550 KTRS. McGraw is off for another day. I am Paul Harris. Happy to be here with Kelly Jackson. And joined now from Washington, D.C. by ABC political analyst Steve Roberts. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, good morning.
So the headlines I keep hearing this morning are, this is a rejection by the voters of everything that's wrong in Washington. But how can that be true when 90% of Congress keeps their jobs?
Well, that's a very good point. It's also true that the ranking that voters gave to Republican leaders was even lower than they gave to Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Only 37% of voters last night said Republicans were doing a good job. 44% said that about Obama. So you've got to read these results very carefully. Yes, it was a referendum on Obama. Yes, the voters spoke very clearly about their unhappiness on a wide range of issues. 71% worried about terrorism. 74% worried about the economy. Very much a mood of fearfulness and dismay and disgruntlement, but not at all an endorsement of a Republican platform, since there was no Republican platform. And their bumper sticker was two words, Obama bad. that's a terrific slogan, but it's not a platform for governing.
So the GOP has picked up seven seats in the Senate. They'll now have the majority there, as they do a large, overwhelming majority that grew last night in the House of Representatives. That's not going to really change anything, is it?
It's not going to change much in terms of legislation, because Democrats can still filibuster key bills in the Senate. And certainly Obama, who's only used his veto pen twice, has that veto. It takes 67 votes to override a presidential veto in the Senate. But there are two ways in which things will change. It's going to be a lot harder for Obama to get a lot of his nominees through. There are 63 federal judgeships still open right now, and Obama would love to fill those. This is one of the major legacies of any president. These are lifetime jobs. We still have a whole lot of people who were nominated by Ronald Reagan sitting on the federal bench and having an impact long after he was gone from the scene. And the other area, you get senators like Roy Blunt from Missouri, are going to be much more powerful in terms of their ability to run committees, hold hearings, shine a spotlight on the administration. People don't focus on that difference, but when you are in the majority, you set the agenda of the body. You decide what bills get debated, get to ask a lot of embarrassing questions. And so anybody who works for Barack Obama in the next 2 years can spend a lot of time answering questions on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, not only are we going to get those 63 federal judgeships not filled, but if one of the Supreme Court justices were to die or decide to leave office for whatever reason, there's no way Obama's going to get his first pick through this Republican-led Senate.
Well, I'll tell you, in some ways, the most watched person in Washington over the next 2 years is going to be Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's one of the four liberal justices. She's approaching 82 years old. She's had a series of health problems. If she were to leave the bench for whatever reason in the next 2 years, her replacement would be the biggest story in Washington for the end of the Obama administration.
Is Harry Reid going to keep his job as Democratic leader in the Senate?
It's a good question. I have to believe that there's a lot of disgruntlement. He chose, for instance, to spend a lot of time focusing on the Koch brothers. He made dozens and dozens of speeches trying to demonize them. It didn't work, obviously. Reid is also a figure that Republicans used effectively as a punching bag. And I don't know whether he'll keep his job, but I know his chief deputy, Dick Durbin from Illinois, was reelected last night easily. But the man who's more likely to inherit the job is Chuck Schumer. He's a senator from New York, very media savvy. He's number three in the Senate leadership and has always wanted to lead his party, but he'd much rather lead his party in the majority than the minority. It's a lot more fun playing offense than playing defense in the U.S. Senate.
Talking with ABC political analyst Steve Roberts here on the Big 550 KTRS. What do these results from last night tell us about who voted and who didn't vote?
Very good question. One of the key storylines last night is not that a whole lot of people who voted for Barack Obama 2 years ago suddenly turned into Republicans. The story is that they didn't vote at all. And it was a very different electorate. Just look at young people as a very good example. 2012, 19% of the people who voted were under 30. Last night, it was only 12%. It doesn't sound like a lot, but a shift of 7 points in the electorate. Remember, Obama only won by 4 points. So that's an enormous shift. It was also much, it was an older electorate, and it was also a distinctly whiter electorate. The electorate last night, 75% white. 2 years ago, it was 72% white, but that number is shifting very rapidly. By 2016, the electorate will be less than 70% white. So one of the things Republicans have to worry about and think about, and not only that they really didn't have a platform and don't really have a mandate for anything substantive, the other fact is that when you get a presidential election, the electorate is going to look different. It's almost going to be a different country 2 years from now on election night than it was last night. And those demographic shifts are coming quickly, and they are changing the nature of American politics. When Ronald Reagan was elected president, the electorate was 88% white, Paul. So you can see how rapidly the face of America is changing. And a lot of thoughtful Republicans understand that while they can still win on the state level, on a national level, it's going to be increasingly difficult for them if they don't do something to appeal to these rising groups of Hispanics, Asian Americans, and African Americans.
And that was my follow-up question for 2016. What do the presidential candidates, both Democratic and the GOP, what are they going to take away from yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, I think the Democrats are going to take away that they're their advantages have diminished, that, you know, their ground game, their vaunted ground game, which they which was very important in their last two victories, was not enough to compensate for the unhappiness. I think that you got to say that Hillary Clinton, who campaigned very vigorously for Democrats, certainly did not have a good night. Now, it's not her fault that Ebola broke out in West, West Africa on the eve of the election. It's not her fault that the economic statistics, while good nationally, have not improved the lives of a lot of individual Americans. There are a lot of structural problems which contributed to the Democratic loss, but Republicans have to look at the Democratic field and say Hillary is beatable. And I think that is one lesson everybody is going to take away from this.
And what about the battle for the soul of the GOP? The Tea Party didn't seem to do well.
It's a very important question. And one of the issues that's going to be front and center is which Republican Party shows up in January. Is it the party where leaders like Jeb Bush last night and Mitch McConnell, a new Senate Majority Leader, we're making distinct noises about we're going to reach across the aisle. The public has given us a responsibility. We're going to use it to try to be practical and pragmatic. And that, of course, means having to work with a president who has a veto. But at the same time, you've got the Ted Cruz's of the world, a firebrand Texas freshman who says no compromise, no giving in, no bending our principles. That was the attitude that dominated the House of Representatives in the last few years. So very big question. Do Republicans take responsibility for being leaders and part of the governing process, or are they simply going to stay the party of no?
ABC political analyst Steve Roberts, it was a pleasure. Thanks for your time today.
My pleasure, too.